In 2009, two St. Louis natives set out to build a business around a device that could process credit card payments on mobile phones. One was Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter. The other was computer science engineer Jim McKelvey. He says they wanted to base their company called Square in St. Louis.
We were trying to favor the city, but it just didn't work. We couldn't get the level of engineering talent, and the engineers that we did have in St. Louis, we kept having to fly out to the Valley.
He means Silicon Valley, and today Square is one of the hottest new companies headquartered there. St. Louis missed out. The city that once hosted the World's Fair and gave rise to mammoth industrial corporations is not today the first place most IT entrepreneurs would think of building the next Google. But local business leaders say the gateway to the West deserves a second look.
The problem is everybody can't go fleeing to the coast. It worked for a while. But the reality is because of that, everything has become so expensive on the coast.
Judy Syndicuse is CEO of Capital Innovators, a new investment group that provides capital to technology startup companies in St. Louis. She says advances in technology are opening the door for IT development in the country's non-coastal areas.
Nowadays, you can put all of your stuff in the cloud. It's inexpensive. So you no longer have to gravitate to where these locations are, where you have all of your data stored, might be in another state.
Riding a wave of tech industry investments, cities like Austin, Atlanta, and Chicago are casting themselves as havens for startups. But perhaps no place is this trend more evident than in St. Louis, where business investors are gaining critical mass. Jim Bersunas is director for IT Entrepreneur Network, a nonprofit business advising group in St. Louis. He says St. Louis is more than just a cheap place to do business.
What we've seen happen in the last 6 months is a quantum leap from what was going on before. I mean, it was a slow build up, and then all of a sudden we suddenly jumped up to the next level.
He points, for instance, to a new program called Arch Grants, which will hand out 10 $50,000 grants this May, geared toward new IT companies that set up shop in St. Louis. Perhaps the most visible sign of St. Louis's bid to transform its industrial roots is on the 12th floor of the Railroad Exchange building downtown. 100 years ago, the structure was the largest of its kind and housed offices of many of the country's biggest railroad companies. Today, with Wi-Fi antennae mounted throughout the halls, technology at the Railroad Exchange, or T-Rex, is home to 20 IT startup companies. On a recent afternoon, several hundred gathered for the launch of a statewide effort to promote Missouri entrepreneurs.
Gremlin is spelled without an I, so it's gremln.com.
Ryan Bell is company founder of one of the T-Rex's most promising startups called Gremlin. It's a social media marketing tool that helps businesses evaluate and control their presence on sites like Facebook and Twitter. Bell says before coming to T-Rex, Gremlin had fewer chances of succeeding.
But we worked out of Starbucks. We literally, to try and save money, would come in every day. We actually ended up calculating we spent more money on coffee than we would have if we'd just got an office space.
Today, Gremlin has more than 100,000 users and recently rolled out payment plans for its service. Bell says T-Rex has given Gremlin a leg up at a critical stage in the company's development.
But they serve to provide us with mentorship, connections, and opportunities to raise money as well as to help us get our businesses started.
The strategy for many startup companies like Gremlin is to be bought by an industry giant like Yahoo or Google. St. Louis investors hope a couple buyouts like this will cement St. Louis's place in the IT world. If Gremlin hits the big time, Bell says he has no plans of leaving town. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.